after that, and where we gonna find this ugly woman this time in the morning? He said, the laundromat, boy. Always an ugly woman in the laundromat at 3 a.m. I said, well, all right, and I pull on my jeans, and sure enough, we went down there, and oh, there she was, sitting there in the laundromat, biting her fingernails, big ski pants stretched across a tremendous torso.
He said, you bring the 2x4, boy? I said, yeah. You got some rope, couple brown paper? I said, daddy, I got everything. He said, all right, boy, go in there and get her.
So I walk in the laundromat, and I walk right up to her. I said, ma'am, excuse me for being forward like this, but I was just passing by, looking, and I seen you, and you're the picture of loveliness. You're the most beautiful thing I've ever seen, and I'd love it if you'd come for a ride with me in my truck. Well, of course, the woman never been talked to like that, and she looked at me, young, proud, bold, and bulky. She said, well, sure. She said, well, what about my law? I said, no way, ain't nobody gonna steal that nasty stuff. Come on with me. So we walk out of the laundromat, and I open the passenger side of the truck, and she looks in, and there's Daddy smiling with them pyrrhea-ridden gums, big old grin on his face. She says, who's that? I said, it's my daddy. She said, well, I don't know if I want to ride with the boy. I said, hit the gas, Daddy, hit the gas. So we took off out into the woods. Of course, we got to talking to her, and she found we didn't mean no harm. So she agreed to go back in the flatbed of the truck with us. I said, you go ahead first, Daddy. You go ahead. He said, thank you, boy. He climbed back there with her, and he just said, oh, this is great. Ah! He said, boy, this buzzard's flocking. I leaned out the window with my Uzi. I said, get out of here. Get out of here. He said, boy, run across the railroad tracks, right down the middle of the ties. So sure enough, Daddy was in position there. I hit them railroad tracks and Daddy's going, oh, yeah, yeah. He said, boy, find you some roads with wagon wheel ruts in there. Drive over the ruts. And sure enough, Daddy's back there, and the woman's yelling with pleasure. Daddy's yelling with pleasure. And I'm driving along singing. I said, rolling, rolling, rolling. Keep them sweat hogs rolling. Keep them sweat hogs rolling, rolling. I don't try to understand them. Just rope and tie and brand them. Soon we'll be riding high and wide. I said, get them up, move them out, move them out. Get them up, move them out, get them up, move them out. Well, before you know it, it was my turn, and Daddy drove and drove over the railroad tracks and over the ruts in the field. But when I got back in the truck, he wouldn't talk to me. He said, boy, you are disgusting. You are disgusting. We dropped that woman back off at the laundromat, and Daddy just, I said, what's the matter, Daddy? He said, boy, I seen what you done. I was driving that truck, and I looked through that back window there, and I seen what you was doing. And it was all I could do to keep from throwing my guts up out the window. You are vile, boy. I can't believe you are so vile. I said, well, Daddy, what? I knew. I didn't do nothing. You wouldn't do anything. He said, yes. Yes, you were, boy. He said, I distinctly saw you kiss her.